Let's go east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
This is TJ. I'm calling from Sterling Heights, Michigan.
I know of Sterling Heights very well, TJ.
Yeah. A couple nights ago, you had a guy on talking about Chupacabra.
Yeah.
My wife is from Peru, and we listened to the guy talking for a while, and my wife relayed a story to me you might find interesting.
Okay.
No, it's a little far-fetched at times, but she told me that the chupacabras are aliens' pets.
Are aliens' pets? Now, that's a first.
Yeah, like we have dogs for pets.
Yeah.
She said that, you know, they're the aliens' pets.
And what have they done? They're running wild on this planet now? Or
a couple got loose, and they've been breeding ever since.
Now, that is a very fascinating theory.
Yeah, you know, that one I was cool with. I'm like, hey, you know, that could be.
How did this come about? I mean, how did this be, how was this story handed down to her?
This is where it gets kind of weird. Her grandmother lives in the mountains in Peru, and they speak Quechua up there, different from Spanish. And she's on a farm, and chupacabra are really bad in that area. And she had cows and chickens, you know, regular farm happening.
Sure.
Chupacabra was killing the cows. The grandmother heard a chupacabra in the woods. She started speaking Quechua to it, telling it, look, leave my, you know, farm alone, and I'll feed you every night. And so every night the grandmother leaves a plate of meat out. For the
I love it. Now, has anybody ever captured one or has taken a picture of one out in that area? Do you know?
That's what I asked. I'm like, oh, she can make some money off of
it. I would love to see that.
And she goes, no. Grandmother's long been dead, and her son still puts food out for the chupacabra.
That's an incredible story. We've got to be able to get a picture of this. You've got to get this done.
Oh, I've been hounding her for it. Just, you know, just for the picture alone.
The pets for aliens.
Yeah.
I love it. Thanks.
All right.
Now, that is a first.